Hello and welcome to another Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my place on the web where I publish at least one photograph each day where that photograph has been taken that day. And today at lunchtime I took a trip down to the old gasworks in Armadale. Well, it's another beautiful day today. Lots of blue sky, very hot. Getting hot, middle of spring now. And I asked myself the question today, why do we talk about the weather a lot? Why do I talk about the weather a lot? Or give a summary of what the weather did? Well, I guess in Australia, especially in New South Wales at the moment, where the entire state is drought declared, most people have an interest on where the next drop of rain might be coming from. Personally, my interest is selfish. We gather our drinking water, our water supply for the house, from the roof and store the water in tanks. So, given the drought, we're running a little bit low. But summer is approaching, and today many parts of the state had the hottest October day on record. In Armadale, it wasn't too bad. We had a temperature range of about 10 to 31 degrees Celsius. That's at home here, which is about 20 kilometres from Armadale. And that equates to 50 to 88 Fahrenheit. But a little bit further west, inland, the temperature reached 40 Celsius, which is 104 Fahrenheit. So yes, that's pretty warm for the middle of spring. This is a milestone podcast. It wasn't called a podcast when I first started, but today is the 50th day, the 50th consecutive day of my audio blog, the audio commentary that goes with my photo blog. And I did a couple of days with a couple of podcasts. So this is actually my 52nd podcast, but the 50th specifically talking about the photograph I took each day. Well, back to the gasworks. Armadale's had gasworks for over 100 years. The late 19th century was when such a process was first initiated. I can't find any useful history of the gasworks, but the date 1885 appears at a park adjacent to the gasworks as being linked with the gasworks. So we'll take that date as being an indication of when it got going. The gasworks haven't been used for many years now. The gas is brought to town in tankers as liquid petroleum gas, and most people have gas cylinders rather than gas reticulated in pipes. Even outside town here we have liquid petroleum gas delivered to a large storage tank every quarter. We use it for hot water and cooktop. So I have a selection of photographs taken around the gasworks. This is my specific theme for the day. And what I've done is taken some photographs of essentially the same scene, but from different angles, from different aspects. So the first photograph is taken with the security fence showing quite clearly. And we have the big old, coal was used to generate the gas. But I wouldn't swear to that. I really have to confess I don't know much about the process of the generation of gas in situ. But the very large tank to the left of center would have stored the gas, and the cylinder rows up and down on those steel girders. The second photograph is of the mess that's been left behind. Somebody's done a bit of a clear-up, a bit of a salvage operation, and bits of junk are just lying around and about. It looks like a fuel tank, diesel or petrol, in the top right of the photograph. Looks like a couple of garage bays, or maybe just storage areas, to the left of that tank. So perhaps that building was a little bit of a workshop. It's very hard to tell in its current state. The third photograph shows a storage tank. This one's got TLPG on it. So the LPG is liquid petroleum gas, but I don't know what the T stands for. Again, just another view of the same scene, essentially. But on the concrete block foundation, we see that somebody has arranged a dozen or so gas cylinders, and we're left wondering if they're still waiting for their owner to collect them. On the far right center on the fence, some warning signs telling people not to go further. Hazardous material is present, but no more. There are just concrete foundations for storage tanks. Presumably they've been salvaged and taken elsewhere. The next photograph is just a wide-angle view of the above scenes, just collecting all the individual parts and putting them together. I've put a couple of objects on the extreme left and right of the frame just to give some framing to the photograph. I think it's a garbage bin on the bottom right and some 44-gallon drums on the left-hand side. We can see the blue sky, especially from that photograph. No clouds were to be seen today. It's a little bit hazy. That haze went with the heat. But no storm activity, which becomes the normal pattern in the next few months. Afternoon storms. And the fifth photograph is really just a 180-degree turnaround from where the other shots were taken. The native bush, the weeds, the plants have begun to come back, and this magpie was having a good rake around for something to eat. The whole area the gas worked and that greenery are adjacent to the Demerick Creek, which runs through Armadale. Across the creek is the swimming pool, the swimming complex. So there we have my photographs for today. Wednesday, October the 13th, my 50th consecutive day of podcasting, of commenting on the photographs I've taken on those 50 days. I must say that 50 days ago I didn't imagine that I would be doing 50 shows worth, or 50 podcasts in a row. Well, thanks for stopping by, thanks for listening, thanks for viewing my photographs. I hope you find the time again to do the same thing in the future. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is lookandsee@gmail.com. And the website itself is las.new-england.net.au. Thanks again, and bye for now.